What are you talking about?
The set?
Okay.
Set?
Uh-huh.
And like you said, stuff you shovel out of the
ashes,
rock.
Huh?
Huh?
Ashes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things like broken furniture that you were going to throw away, you'd say, that's not good anymore, that's just...
junk.
Okay. What would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in? Things that you don't know what to do with, you don't...
Yeah. Oh, let's see. We call it junk house. It's something like junk house, you know?
Okay.
Mostly. Yeah.
And talking about the housework, you'd say every morning a woman has to do what to her house? She has to...
She has to clean up.
Okay. And what she sweeps with is the...
broom.
And if the broom's in the corner and the door's open, so that the door's sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom is... where in relation to the door? The broom is...
behind the door.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
close it?
Or another word you could use.
Shut it?
And years ago on Monday, women usually did the...
washing.
Okay, and on Tuesday?
Ironing.
Did people ever use the word laundry to talk about washing and ironing together? Did they use that term much?
No, that term has only came about recently, laundry. I mean, the word laundry. Because I can verify that simply because I started working in laundry when I was about, say, 11, 12 years old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started in the laundry, you know, when I started working in laundry, they, that was in the days when they had just a wringer type washer, and they did the ironing with the electric irons that just began to come out really in the 40s in the laundries, you know. And we'd have to, even good clothing, we had to scrub them and hang them up to dry, you know. So actually people didn't refer to doing home, when you spoke of the word laundry, you meant to carry it to a business, established, you know, business.
So what about when people do the washing in their yard, the thing that, the big black thing that...
wash tub? Wash pot?
Any other name for that?
All I know is wash pot. I don't know. No. Because I guess we didn't even get to use it. I don't know, was mama gonna use that too much? But we mostly, I guess, like I say, before my time, you know, the wash pots were kind of famous, but say, as in my early boyhood days, the galvanized tub had become the thing, you know, and the scrub board, you know, washboard. So people were beginning to get away from the old black pot, you know, or wash pot then.
What about something you'd use for heating up water to make hot tea in?
Kettle?
Do people ever use that word kettle to refer to the wash pot? Or does that sound familiar?
Yes. Well, I would say no. No. I think that is, people are beginning to learn what a kettle is lately. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I think myself personally that we refer to things, people refer to things as, they just got to test the names without whether they knew the direct meaning. Or whatever, you know, you just, the names were passed on,